Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Well, Salt, you put it out there in the universe at 7 o'clock during Can't Beat Christine that Joe Giudice is somehow the ex-husband of Teresa Giudice.
I don't know how I knew it. Apparently, I'm clairvoyant or something like that, because reports are coming out this morning.
Like, just breaking just now.
Well, because yesterday he got out of jail.
And it was down 50 pounds.
Yeah, he looks great.
Right.
And so now reports are coming out. He wants a divorce because of her and the pictures of her with her 26-year-old boy toy that were floating around, and the fact that she also visited a divorce attorney while he was inside. So he's like, I'm done with this. I'm out of here.
He's going to Italy.
Yeah, we're going to go get a divorce. So, wow, I didn't realize I can make stuff like that happen.
Gee, that's, can you say that like $1 million just landed in my bank account?
Yeah, I'd like to say the same thing for me, too.
Put that out there.
Holy moly.
Zoe Kravitz back in the news.
Yeah, she is going to be announced as the new Catwoman opposite Robert Pattinson's Batman. And it's going to be going back to Batman's early year, because Pattinson, of course, he's a much younger actor. So it's going to be kind of like the early years of Batman when he's in detective mode and he meets Catwoman. But I think it's an interesting casting. It's a woman of color. And I think that kind of goes back to the days of Eartha Kitt,
of course.
When she was one of the original Catwomen.
Wait, go. Best Eartha Kitt. Can you do it? Wow, honey. I can't.
No, I cannot.
You can do Eartha Kitt, darling.
I won't even try.
Catwoman. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are saying goodbye to their personal secretary. I guess had enough time to move on?
Yeah, it's not really difficult parting of the ways. It's not like there was a problem there. It's just that it's been in the works for a while, because she was the interim private secretary when the couple got married.
Isn't that what they always say when people are leaving?
She's been with the royalty for about 20 years now. She was at one time the press secretary to the Queen, so it's not like she hasn't had different roles. I think maybe she's just, you know, tired of it.
Ready to move on.
I guess. I don't know. I guess royal life isn't for her.
I've been waiting for this moment for so long. Every time I watch like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy and they introduce a contestant, the contestant always says, I want to thank my lovely wife or my amazing husband, my beautiful kids. I wish a contestant would just be honest about how miserable they are. And this guy actually was on Wheel of Fortune. This guy is my hero.
Truth.
96.5 TIC.